This is an All Ears English bonus. Don't miss this web class, Idioms for Taking Risks.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner, Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
How can you describe taking a risk and sound like a confident native? Today, you'll learn three idioms to describe taking professional risks and get more details about our upcoming free live web class.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Aubrey, we're back on All Ears English. How's it going?
Oh, it's so great. I am having a really great morning. I went for a run this morning, which I don't usually do. This is rare for me, and I feel like I really accomplished something.
Totally. I love, even if it's just like a mile, I love getting out there and like doing that before I start work. And guys, we are going to teach you some amazing vocabulary today related to taking risks, because this is something we are going to talk about in the upcoming web class, guys. March 6th and 9th, sign up, grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/promotion. It's free, it's live, and it's going to be amazing. So we are going to teach you the three-step strategy to grab that next opportunity, get that promotion, get that raise, in English, of course. So we're going to talk about vocabulary for taking risks today.
Yeah, you guys need high-level vocabulary, idioms, expressions, so that you can sound native. Because some of these situations, when you're putting yourself out there, it can be awkward. But if you're using very native, natural phrases, it takes that awkwardness out of it. And suddenly, it's just like a natural. It's a very natural thing to do. So exactly. We're going to give you some great expressions for that today.
Exactly, guys. Because what you get in the web class, and you're going to see a little bit of that today, guys, is that in order to grab that next promotion, level up in your career, you have to connect with the person you're asking in the first place, right? Like if you rock up to your manager and you're like, hello, how are you? Good morning, sir. I am great at my job. I want a raise or whatever. Like, no, they're going to be like, you're weird. I don't understand you.
Right.
Whatever.
It's awkward.
But if you use some of these natural phrases, this is how we connect with people, how they're going to trust you and actually listen to what you're saying. So this first phrase, guys, go out on a limb. This is actually a phrase that you will learn in the web class. This is like something you use to introduce a new idea, maybe that you think the other person might not be sure of, right? Or maybe you're taking a guess. A little risk. This is a good introduction phrase. Do you use this?
Yeah, definitely, right? Instead of think how awkward it would be if you have an idea at work and you're just like, I would like to explain this idea like very directly. Natives don't do that. We'll use a phrase like this, be like, all right, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know this is a little, I don't have a lot of experience with this, but I have this great idea that I think would really work to drive up our marketing numbers. And you've used this great native idiom, and it's just natural. You're building rapport.
Exactly. Because this is one of the things that we will encourage you to do with language and specific strategies in the web classes, to be proactive, right? You have to ask for these opportunities, guys. You cannot wait for these things to just magically happen. Okay, so the next phrase you can use to take some risks in your professional life is to take a calculated risk. So this is a risk that maybe isn't super risky, right? This is a risk that, like, you have some data and you're pretty sure it's gonna be worth it. So, for example, if you're at work and let's see, maybe you want your boss to start paying for ads on social media. Mm-hmm. And thus far, they have not wanted to spend money on an advertising budget, right? But you put in some work beforehand, before you go and ask them, and you're like, okay, our target market is on Instagram. These like thousands of people are going to see this ad. It will be worth it. And then you take that data to your boss and you're like, I believe it is in our best interest to take a calculated risk and experiment with paid ads, right? Yeah. So that whole phrase, right? I believe it is in our best interest to take a calculated risk. That's impressive.
It is. It's so impressive. And I mean, whoever you're speaking to, a manager, boss, a coworker, is going to take you very seriously and be impressed not only by your English, but by your willingness to put yourself out there, right? That willingness to take that risk, to throw out an idea that you're risking, you know, rejection. You're risking them saying, this isn't going to work. But with the calculated risk you have put in, like you said, you've put in some footwork, some groundwork ahead of time to look into it, to see. And that also, you guys have to be driven to put in that extra effort. You're
exactly
wanting, and then once you have those stats, then throw it out there. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you know what, guys? Like, if you want to level up in your career, it is about these things, right? Being proactive,
yes,
using this native language. And no, like, not all of your ideas will be accepted, right? But you will stand out among your coworkers, and whoever is above you, whatever manager or CEO you want to impress, they're going to remember that. Even if they don't take this idea, they'll keep you in mind, and they'll be like, you know who would be great for this project? And maybe you'll get another offer in the future. Okay, so this last phrase is kind of on the other extreme, right, from the last one. So to take a calculated risk, that's like we said, you have data. It's not super risky. It might be something
safer,
new, but like, you're pretty sure it's going to work. This next one, you're just going out and taking a huge risk, right? And there is a chance that it might fail spectacularly.
Right.
So what's the next phrase, Aubrey?
Yeah, it's to throw caution to the wind. And just like Jessica was saying, this means we don't care about all of the risks. This might not work, but we're going to ignore all of the, signs that are telling us this might not work. We're going to take a big risk here and try because it might work. For example, at work, you could say, all right, guys, in a meeting, I think we should throw caution to the wind here and really invest in this company, even though, we're not sure about it. It might work.
Totally. I love this phrase so much. So this is just like, what is that phrase? Big risk, Wait, big reward requires big risk, something
like
that?
Oh yeah, high risk, high reward.
Great risk leads to great reward, something like that. So it's like these biggest accomplishments require the biggest risks is the point, right? So that's something that you can introduce with that phrase. So guys, be ready to learn more language like this to get the exact actions that you can take now and in the future to level up your career. Sign up for this web class, guys. Aubrey and I will be there live. You will get to interact with us, unlike on the podcast, right? So sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/promotion.
Yes, I love these web classes because it is really fun for us to have a chance to find out where you are from and interact and hear your, you know, your answers to a lot of the questions. It's very interactive. It's definitely a class where you can give your feedback and answer questions. It's very fun. Make sure and sign up, guys. allearsenglish.com/promotion.
All right, awesome. You have a great day, Aubrey.
You too. I'll see you in the web class.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.